The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Before we begin, everyone do me a favor.
Thanks.
Read a little thing I wrote called The Federalist Papers.
Yeah.
I explain how a nation's unlikely to survive without a strong central government to keep it alive. When I launched the central bank, Jefferson called me ill. Now you have my face to thank on every $10 bill. When America was cash-trapped, I pushed past that. Now some sicko makes crypto, and our nation backtracks.
Decentralized currency, yes, I invented it. I'm sure many governments wish they had prevented it. The national cash is how they keep control. But freedom to the people was my ultimate goal. Am I a pseudonym, a group of men? It doesn't even matter.
Nope.
I invented Bitcoin because fiat is a disaster. A man from Japan or a damn hologram. I'm the reason open season on crypto began.
Hey, Bitcoin Maxis. It's the Tokens Radio Show with our hosts, Christy Matthews, Linda Kent, and Cameron Walfort.
Well, good afternoon. It's good to be here with everybody.
It is.
Yes.
On a beautiful day.
Absolutely. My name's Christy Matthews.
I'm Linda Kent.
And Cameron Walfort.
Good to have you back, Cameron.
It is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good to be back.
We're going to have fun now. Watch out, folks.
So this is the Tokens Radio Show, where we talk about all things blockchain, crypto, and Web3. You can find us on Telegram at t.me/tokensradioshow. And the live chat room is open for you right now at KCNR1460.com, so feel free to join in and join the conversation. And if you wish to opine, give the station a call at 530-605-4567. Now, last weekend we had a rundown on meme coins, and we broke it down one way or another. And if you happen to miss that show, go over to tokensradioshow.com, and you'll be able to find the link there. Today, we're so pleased to have a very special guest.
We do have a special guest.
Absolutely. So Mr. Bitcoin Ben is going to be here with us shortly, and it's an anything goes conversation, and it should be fun. I'm so excited to have him here.
I was going to make a really nice comment about him, but we'll wait till it's closer to that time.
So let's get this show going, and before we get started, here's a word from one of our sponsors. Tokens Radio Show has partnered with Swan Bitcoin. We are Swan Bitcoin customers and chose them because Swan is, well, easy to work with and inexpensive. Set up a Bitcoin savings plan and never miss out on the dips. It's perfect for both new and experienced Bitcoiners. Get the free book, Inventing Bitcoin, the technology behind the first truly scarce and decentralized money, and earn $10 of Bitcoin when you use our affiliate link, swanbitcoin.com/tokensradioshow. That's swanbitcoin.com/tokensradioshow.
Yes, Swan, they're really good people to work with.
What a good way to stack your sats.
Exactly. And what's nice is it's real easy. It's user-friendly.
Yeah.
You know,
it is.
For us
it is.
Crypto dummies, as I like to call myself.
They're a great affiliate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's always that added benefit of you can leave it and forget it, and it's taken care of for you.
It sure is.
And before we go on, I want to say, and you can do any amount. That's what's nice is you don't have to have lots of money.
Right.
In order for it to work for you.
Exactly. Good point, Linda.
Yeah,
so what term are we speaking about this week?
We are talking about fiat money.
Fiat money.
Fiat money. Would you like to know what fiat money is? I'm sure you guys know what it is, but you know,
I have an inkling.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people that don't really understand what fiat money is. So here we go. Fiat money is a government-issued currency that is not backed by a physical commodity, such as gold or silver, but rather by the government that issues it.
Oh.
So, kind of sound familiar?
Yeah. So it looks like we want to go from one fiat to a CBDC, right? So,
No.
Yes. I know that on the previous show they were talking a little bit about that. No CBDC. No.
So that's a great term. Yeah, but people think that fiat money has some kind of value, and it does not have a value.
It's only what the government
puts. No stored value.
It's just a piece of paper.
Yep. And whatever.
There's nothing guaranteeing that dollar in the sense that if we look at Satoshi to a Bitcoin, every Satoshi is backed by exactly one millionth of a Bitcoin or 100,000th.
1 million Satoshis is a Bitcoin.
Yeah, so each Satoshi is directly backed by 1/1,000,000th of a Bitcoin.
Correct.
And there's something that it can be directly converted, and no matter how much more Bitcoin or less Bitcoin there is, not that it's something that fluctuates like in such a abstract manner. But no matter how much Bitcoin there is, there's always going to be a perfect proportionate amount of Satoshis out there. Whereas with the dollar, even if we had gold backing it, if we're still sitting there imprinting the dollar, it can sit there and drift away and lose its value, as we're all familiar with. But it has absolutely nothing backing it, so as we have that spread, it,
Before we move on to the news, you make it a good point. Yeah. Is in fiat currency or fiat money, there's no limit to it.
Yeah.
With Bitcoin, there is a limit.
Yes. There's a finite amount there.
Exactly. So with that, here is the news.
Panama became the largest country to move forward with cryptocurrency legislation Thursday when the National Assembly passed a bill that will allow for private and public use of digital assets. If the proposal is signed into law by Panamanian President Laurentino Cortizo, citizens will also be able to pay taxes using cryptocurrencies. This bill seeks for Panama to become a hub of technology innovation in Latin America, and if passed, will allow Panamanians to buy goods and services in cryptocurrencies at any legally operated civil or commercial business. The law aims to promote the use of distributed ledger technology and blockchain in the digitalization of the identity of natural and legal persons in or from the Republic of Panama, and as a means to make the public function transparent. The news comes a day after the Central African Republic became the second country to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. Brazil has taken the first step in creating a regulatory framework for its cryptocurrency industry. The recently passed bill will now head to the Chamber of Deputies for approval before President Bolsonaro signs it into law. The bill, which seeks to regulate cryptocurrencies, was proposed 7 years after the initial proposal by Federal Deputy Aureo Ribeiro. The latest development is aimed at placing Brazil as the hub of crypto activity in South America. Lawmakers are reportedly also planning on exempting Bitcoin miners from all import charges on ASIC mining machines. The bill also revealed the country's ambition of launching a central bank-approved digital currency. The CBDC trials are further expected to begin in 2022. Fort Worth, Texas is getting into the Bitcoin mining business and will officially be the first city in the U.S. to do so. On Tuesday, council members voted unanimously to accept a donation of 3 Bitmain Antminer S9 Bitcoin mining equipment valued at $2,100 from the Texas Blockchain Council. The mining equipment will be kept in a climate-controlled area of Fort Worth City Hall and will be connected to a private network to reduce security risks. The city's mining program will be experimental. It will be reviewed and evaluated in 6 months. These small but powerful machines mark Fort Worth's larger commitment to becoming a leading hub for technology and innovation. Undoubtedly, we'll be hearing about other cities beginning mining operations soon. Today's stories were curated by content published in Blockworks, AMB Crypto, and CoinDesk. And that's your 3 and 3.
All right. Well, that was some good 3 and 3. I just would like to make a little comment about the mining part of it. How did you guys feel about that?
Oh, I think it's huge.
Yeah.
Yes, and I like to see more municipalities get on board with that. I know we've talked about that locally, how to make that happen. And
right.
It's great to see Austin, or was Austin taking the initiative on that.
Yeah,
I think that as we see more and more governmental entities, whether it be countries, states, anything like that, we're definitely going to see people start realizing, okay, some big brains are looking at this, or some allegedly big brains are looking at it, and that's going to force that more widespread adoption, I would at least speculate.
Well, two countries that are now accepting crypto, so only 193 to go.
Yeah.
So there we are.
Oh.
Well, you know, every day people around the world wait online for our next guest live broadcast. He is just simply a joy, a wonderful person, and I know he's made a tremendous impact on us, and
yes,
the reason why we're here today. And we just like to start off the introduction by just you hearing what we hear every day.
Yeah, here you go.
We are live. What's going on, everybody? It's your favorite truck driver in the whole wide world. That's truck driver in the whole wide world, Bitcoin Ben.
Isn't that wonderful? We listen to that every day. That's something I just cannot miss. And it's just our pleasure to introduce Bitcoin Ben, perhaps the most sexiest man in crypto. Ben, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
I am absolutely the sexiest man in crypto.
You know that.
No perhaps about it. Absolutely.
There is no question, my friend.
Hands down. You got my bet.
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, no, thank you. No, thank you for having me. This is such a joy.
Oh, you know, you have impacted so many people's lives. It's just the spark started off with just a little spark, and it became an ember, and it became a roaring flame. And I just want to thank you. You've motivated so many people to go out there and start talking about Bitcoin and its importance and the lead to the mass adoption. And thank you. And I know you're going to be written in the history books somewhere.
Yeah, now we have a bonfire going.
Yes, indeed.
Hang on a second. Wow, look at my ego grow.
You are outdoors right now, right?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay.
We'll be sending you a bill for that one.
So you don't have to widen the door jams or anything, right?
Well, we already did that.
So, Ben, you know, you have a very interesting past, and you were a former truck driver. What took you from truck driving to full-time retirement and moving into the crypto space and being a major leader in this movement of crypto adoption?
Shows just like yours. As a truck driver, I would drive around our nation, and I'd hear local broadcasts, you know, everywhere. And I heard a show, and it had an interview of a guy explaining exactly what Bitcoin was. And he was educated. He had done his research, and I sat there listening to it, and I thought, wow, this is amazing. You know, this is a shift in human history, and it really hit me hard. And it was a show just like yours, you know, just people who had learned and educated themselves on it and were actually generous enough to actually take their time and educate the general population. And I was just very blessed on learning it earlier than a few other, you know, people. And obligated. You know, it's like when you hear of a cure or a food that's healthy and helps people, or an exercise that helps people, you almost feel obligated. Like, I don't know if they're going to want to listen, but I got to tell them. I feel like a vegan of economics. You know?
I don't know how vegans will feel about that.
That was my favorite.
That's great. So how long did it take you to, from when you started your education to being able to retire? I mean, I think that's so inspiring for other people out there who is saying, well, how do I go about making a major change in my life?
Well, the retirement, it's not that I'm no longer making an income. I'm actually making an income with, like, my show, and I help existing financial institutes implement cryptos in their existing organizations. And so I'm not really retired more than I am full time educating on cryptocurrency at the corporate level. And I find it ironic that the CEOs of like credit unions and pretty large places that people would recognize have had me, an ex-truck driver, literally sitting in their boardroom explaining what cryptocurrencies are to executives who have years of college education, and they're like, wow, this is a revolution. And as soon as they wrap their head around it, they get it. And it's so encouraging how quickly corporates are really grabbing a hold of this and running with it.
May I ask, when you first got into Bitcoin? Sorry if I missed that. Then I have a part two for that question as well.
Okay. I initially heard of it about 2012. I seriously got into it at about 2015, 2016.
So you were in it well before all the altcoins. May I ask if there are any that you are a supporter of, and what your thoughts are of all the other decentralized currencies that have arose since Bitcoin?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's cryptocurrencies are, although I think the leader of the pack is actual, you know, Bitcoin.
Right.
This technology is just like any other technology. You know, we have Apple, we have Windows, we have so many different softwares out there that help people with a specific project, or there's something they want to do that's very unique. Well, cryptocurrencies are a lot like that. There are thousands and thousands of actual cryptocurrencies. or utility tokens or actual like NFTs. There's so much opportunity out there for growth of the adoption into the existing technology and improving it using the cryptocurrency and the blockchain structure. So there are, like I said, thousands. So each project is absorbing its own value as the use case grows for each project.
So if you don't... Sorry, just a quick little squirrel here. If you look at something like BSV or Bitcoin Satoshi Vision or one of the projects that aims to accomplish what Bitcoin was initially aiming to accomplish and is acting a little bit more as a competitor than a complementary chain, do you think that there's anything beyond the widespread adoption that makes Bitcoin inherently more, that makes it as dominant as it is, other than being first to the party?
The brand is really what, and of course the actual first mover advantage, that's huge.
Yeah.
Plus, it's the length of the reliability of blockchain. It's actually been around longest, and the majority of people recognize it as the leader. So, and I am not anti any other coin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually pro freedom. If you want to use Litecoin or Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin SV, that's your choice. You know, that's the revolution that's really coming is we'll have the ability to shop with whatever coin we want. It's the equivalent of when you reach in your wallet or reach in to your purse, which credit card you grab, which one rewards you, which one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I think is so important, that we're evolving out of a centralized currency world into a more competitive currency world, which is tremendously healthy for all of us, because then we learn which ones work for us.
And just so you know, we're just about to go into the break.
We have 1 minute left.
Yeah, we have 1 minute coming up on our break. But I do thoroughly agree that the essentially the more the merrier when it comes to the cryptocurrency party. The reason I was curious is, you answered it very well. And that is that we can all choose the currency that serves our needs best. If you need something that just holds value or maybe grows value, Bitcoin's great. If you need something that's lightning speed transactions, we're looking at 1,000 other things without plugging any. But there is that variety that gives you a better form of choice that didn't exist prior to this. And the credit cards was a great analogy. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you a question, and I'm not sure the producer is...
he's coming back in the booth now.
He's juggling a few things for the layman or the little guy like me just getting started when we come back. Maybe you can answer. Do you have... where could I start? Where's a good path to point somebody to get started if they're kind of sitting on the wall with this? So maybe you can answer that for me on the other side. We're going to take a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I believe in miracles. Where you're from, you sex a thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sex a thing.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Making a large ticket purchase from exchanges often comes with higher fees, purchase and withdrawal limits, and the potential for privacy leakage. You can avoid these challenges with the use of an over-the-counter service such as a coin trading company. When working with the coin trading company, you will have a private, single counterparty for your trade, one single quote for executing your full-size order, and a simple settlement process without any withdrawal limits. Open your account today with our link at tokensradioshow.com/CTC. That's tokensradioshow.com/CTC and say goodbye to exchange hassles.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. And we are talking with Bitcoin Ben. And I just want you to know that music was picked just for you, Ben.
I love it.
I'm glad you did. You were on my mind. So with that, before we went to the break, I was kind of asking you, you know, for the layman, the guy that's just getting started or don't have a lot of knowledge in the crypto world or about Bitcoin, what would be your advice? What path would you say is a good sound foundation to start with, maybe to look into?
Well, number one is they should actually download your app wherever you're available or whatever stations you're on and listen weekly. It's very important to educate yourself. And I would also recommend hopping on YouTube or Rumble and really just type in whatever question you have, like what is blockchain or what is cryptocurrencies, and educate yourself, because we are still so early in the adoption phase that our user interfaces are still a little clunky.
Mm-hmm.
We have Cash App, we have PayPal, which are great to actually just like purchase the initial cryptos. But when you're looking at projects that actually use the cryptocurrency inside of a platform, that requires more education,
right,
where you really want to dig in and say, okay, I'm holding a crypto. I know there's ways that I can actually get rewarded very well, in fact, to hold this crypto in a wallet or in an actual pool or something like that. Well, a lot of people will be like, so I'm going to put my digital currency in a swimming pool? and you're like, nah, not quite. So number one is education, because really right now, especially in this environment, the cryptocurrency world is really the only place right now that you can really find reliable, high yielding projects where you can really make a pretty good yearly income off of holding or letting the projects re-lend your coins. And that's where a lot of like my clientele, that's what they're interested in. In a low yielding environment and highly inflationary environment that we're in right now, globally, it's hard to actually find a place where you can put your investment where you yield a pretty good yearly return. And cryptos, lots of projects offer that.
Wow. Well, thank you for that. There was a lot to take in there. You did hit upon a couple different things that maybe we can talk a little further on. One was about inflation. That's something we've all been talking about. Everybody's been talking about for a long time. and where we're going, it's not getting any better at this point. So that's one of the questions, you know, where are we headed? How does crypto or Bitcoin fit in with hyperinflation?
Well, it is the answer to the inflation issue. And this is a very predictable end to a very programmed global currency system that we're leaving now. The old system where currencies were ran by governments and central banks, well, that system was created to live and exist on inflation, mm-hmm. which is great for the actual governments mm-hmm. and the actual central banks, but it's horrible for the individual, especially for their retirement or the ability to hold value of labor. And cryptocurrencies are really such an opportunity right now because a lot of them are very deflationary, which means they gain value over time.
Mm-hmm, right.
And that shift, along with the adoption growth, is why so many people are gaining so much wealth so quickly in our industry, because the earlier you get in, the more your cryptos appreciate. And as the adoption rate grows, we actually gain value, which is the opposite mm-hmm. of the old central bank government issued currencies, where the longer you hold your dollar, the less it's worth. Well, the longer you hold your Satoshi or a fraction of an actual Bitcoin, the higher purchasing power it has. And that's extremely attractive to everybody. There's no one who doesn't want that, except, of course, maybe those who run the government or the central banks.
That's quite a bit to unpack there. What I just heard in that eloquently said statement is there's a finite amount of Bitcoin, whereas there's an infinite amount of fiat currency floating around there. So as there's an infinite amount of fiat currency that we've just printed $6 trillion over the last couple of years, and that's deflated the value of our dollar. Whereas Bitcoin, there's a finite amount of it, and it's getting harder and harder to get. There's only mm-hmm. 2 million coins left available to buy. And that's getting to be much more valuable because it's scarce. So thank you for saying that, because it is so true. And the other thing, there is no 2% or 3% inflationary interest rate built in to the system, like our current system. Mm-hmm. So how can you get ahead in that system if you're running lean from paycheck to paycheck? It's very hard to get ahead in that system, and crypto is the equalizer
to it.
Well,
in that system, not to interrupt, but in that system, we're charging ourselves the interest.
Yes. We sure are.
Yeah. So that's a little bit different. And I want to make a comment, too, about that statement that, Ben, you just made, too, is you referenced that we're still in the early stages of Bitcoin. So there's still hope for people, because a lot of people go, hey, you know, everything's happening. I'm, you know, behind the eight ball. It's not going to work for me. I'm getting in the game too late. But you make it sound like, no, that's not the case.
No. It is super early. The last I looked, only about 3% of the world is invested in cryptocurrency. Now, mind you, that's hundreds of millions of people.
Right.
But that's only 3%. You know, this wave of adoption has another 10, you know, 15, 20 years of growth.
Hey, there's hope for us.
Yeah.
We're not too old.
Yeah. They won't kick me quite to the curb that fast, I don't think, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I highly encourage anyone listening, you know, really look into it, look into the technology, look into the risk, the rewards, and on a long-term, you know, look, the risk is very, very low because we've hit what is called the network effect. And once you hit a certain point in the network effect, it actually grows naturally, where there's nothing that can really slow it down. And the network effect is also linked with the growth of adoption. It's the equivalent of the internet or cell phones. It's any major transition from an old system into a new system. Like, we've had credit cards since about 1968, but they really didn't take hold until the late 80s, early 90s, and even then, only maybe 10% used them. Now everyone has them, and it's just normal. Well, that's the equivalent of where we're at now. We're at about 1981 credit card usage, and we got years ahead of us in growth. And just like early on with credit cards, where you had a card and you actually popped in this slider, if anybody remembers those.
Yes, sadly to say, we remember.
I was trying to skip over answering the question.
Yeah, the credit card technology has grown from sliding it across a piece of paper to now the RFID technology. You actually touch your card to a little screen, and voila, you're done.
And just to reinforce and kind of tie together some of what you're saying, with that education that you were talking about earlier, after you've done some digging and fun stuff, I imagine if you leave a central exchange and you find yourself in a wallet holding your crypto and you start trying to interact with the dApps and everything that you were talking about and lending your crypto, one of the first things that you're going to see is lots of voids where given currency is going to be falling short, such as the 10-minute transaction speeds on Bitcoin or anything like that. And the pro to finding these voids is then when you find another chain, you don't have to sit there and look at how many people are jumping at it, how much hype there is. You can see, is this solving a solution? Is this meeting some of the needs that I've found myself lacking in? And that all comes with education, because, I mean, I know people that got very lucky in ADA or Solana, getting on those before they took off, and that was pure luck, whereas if you were familiar with what was lacking in the Ethereum world or in the Bitcoin world, you would have had a pretty good clue that if, Solana or ADA would have been a great investment with having no idea what the market speculation was. So that education really does protect your investment in its own right.
Oh, well said.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's we're so early that there's literally, you actually talked on ADA. That's a great project.
Mm-hmm.
And its true use case hasn't even really been laid out yet.
Right.
There's a lot of growth in that project ahead of us. So if you look at the price of it right now and you're like, oh, boy, I wish I would have got that when it was a penny. Well, you're not too late. That's what makes these projects amazing, is these coins' use cases and value and price, they're only gonna go up over a longer period of time, because more and more use cases will arise, and that just means more and more value absorbed into the actual project.
I think a simple way of putting that is that the price will catch up to its value once its value is more widely recognized as we start seeing more and more.
It's kind of like the early days of Amazon or Cisco Systems.
Exactly.
Right.
Or Netflix.
Or
right.
Netflix. You bet. Well, Netflix. Well, they're not doing so hot lately.
No.
We had a hard time seeing that use case
right,
at first.
Exactly.
Where it is now, I more mean that it's your primer there's now 55 streaming services and we all have 20 of them or whatever.
Right.
This is where that crypto's at right now, where we have something prompting that may be lacking in many places, but it's going to be prompting that streaming or that same chain reaction that we had with something so early.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we live here in Northern California, and up here in Northern California, we're very conservative. Well, most of the community is very conservative. So for the people out there, Ben, that, you know, are into gold and silver, and they're a little cautious about maybe getting into Bitcoin, what would you say to them?
Well, it's number one, I applaud every one of those people. They recognize the problem. That's number one. Mm-hmm. There's a problem. What's the solution? Well, in the olden days, and I hate to say that, but it's true, in the olden days, you held gold, you held silver,
mm-hmm.
And that was the right choice. It's always been the right choice. Well, just like technology has grown and shrunk our world, so is moving value around the globe. It's, although silver and gold are great as a nationalist reserve for like a country or something like that, its local use case is no longer applicable or efficient enough to actually hold up a local economy in a global world. And I'm not saying a globalist world. I'm actually saying a global e-commerce world.
Right.
Where we are sending and receiving value over the internet every day. Well, this evolution, what you knew about silver and gold, has just evolved and now actually moved online. So you were absolutely right to hold gold and silver, and you would be absolutely right to actually purchase cryptocurrencies now as a evolutionary technology to your already well planned out holding value idea.
So I hate to cut you off at all, but real quick, we are getting a little bit closer to the end of our show, and we do know that a lot of our users are always trying to find new ways to onboard to the crypto space, and as I understand it, you do offer some personal crypto computers, which users can dive in a little simpler. Could you maybe dig in on that?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Our crypto laptops are specifically made for cryptocurrencies and interacting in cryptos. We actually do a call with you initially and ask you, are you new? Have you been around? What's your knowledge? We set up the laptop specifically for your needs. Then we ship it to you, and once you receive it, one of our associates actually does a Zoom call with you and helps you unpack your laptop and shows you how to use it, how to interact with it, and it's the most secure way of holding your cryptos in your own, your keys, your coins.
And how do I get my hands on one of those guys?
You guys have an affiliate link, I think, don't you?
Yeah, I just wanted to give people a direct link for you.
Tell us the name of the company that you started that handles these computers.
Oh, Calix Solutions. It's Calix Solutions.io, and there's all information there. We have Apple, we have PCs, and it's really, plus if you have problems or something, you call us and we'll actually help you through whatever issue you are having.
Hey, Ben, we're almost to the end of the show, and we want to thank you so much for coming on and spending this time with us. It's been great, and we'd love to have you back.
Do we have a little bit more time?
I was going to ask him, did he have anything else that he wanted to get out there, or any last comments or anything like that before we do go away?
Yes, actually, one of my to say is to you, you guys are doing a great job, and thank you so much for actually taking your time on a Sunday and hosting this show. It's people like you that are going to change the world and help people survive this inflationary hell we're living in.
That it is. It is a humbling place to be. We're delighted to be able to be doing our part. Ben, thank you so much for joining us. And you'll find Bitcoin Ben on YouTube and Rumble. Go look him up and listen to his shows. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
Have a good one.
much about him, but he came to save the day. When he wrote about the way things are and the way things ought to be, he gave us all a protocol this world had never seen.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.